So you're not flashy or overdressed. You can't come with the disco clothes and like John Travolta clothes or whatever, that these things. Okay? And then you consider this to be a dress of righteousness. That's not a dress of righteousness. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
she once wore a dress
made out of completely raw meat. Yeah.
That she wasn't
even
dressed, but that was the dress she wore. And I'm just like, okay.
Don't dress like a Batman or Superman, you know, or like Superwoman. Don't, because this is too much. This is flashy. Don't dress like a Batman. Yeah, but what I meant is imitating certain like stereotype kind of clothes, no. Okay? Other than that, if it covers your aura, then fine. What is the aura of men? The aura of men is from the knees to belly button. The aura that has to be covered from here to here. You know that? So you don't have to have a shirt. But you have to have a way of covering your belly button. So from belly button to knees. This is why when I wear like a short, swimming short, okay? Swimming short, I pick one that covers from my knee, from my belly button all the way to my knees. It covers like all the way here. Okay? Compare this to the one that's very, very short and very tight. That's the none that's not acceptable. That's for men. For women, they dress, which is the aura for women? Everything except hands and face. Hands and face. And this is why, huh?
You have to cover your
feet.
Yeah.
Feet is, yeah, it should be covered. Okay. But it's debatable. Also, the if you're a Salafi or if you belong to the Ahmad ibn Hanbal school, Hanbali school, if you're Hanbali madhab, then your aura is everything except
your eyes.
Your hands.
Oh.
Except your, and your eyes, yeah. Your hands. Okay? Because they cover the what?
They
cover the face. They consider the face as aura. Okay?
Hmm?
The reason that you what?
That you don't have to cover your hands. Like, you have to cover your face because it's like aura. But, like, wouldn't your hands cover gloves? Or, like, what's the reasoning that you don't have to like, cover your hands?
It doesn't, it's not really aura. Just like hands, you know. It's not really the kind of attract. I didn't see a guy saying, oh, I love my wife. She has beautiful hands. You know? I mean, or like love this girl. She has awesome hands. So it doesn't really attract.
What about feet?
Yeah. Feet, not legs. It's just feet. Yeah, just probably feet is fine. So you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, the Prophet says that Allah loves to see his reflection of his blessings showing on his slave. Okay? So if you are underdressed, Allah doesn't like that. You can be underdressed only if you're poor, okay, or have limited income. That's fine then. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have a dress for Eid and a dress to meet with delegates who come to him to ask about Islam. So the dresses that they used to have, I think, there was something to wrap around the waist and something to put on the shoulder, like kind of two towels, two big towels, something like that. Exactly. That's something like that. That's it. So the Prophet, and of course, a hat. Turban. So that is the dress of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he has, and he loves to smell good, and he loves to use suwak, the stick that cleans the teeth. Okay, so This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah wants, Allah loves to see the reflection of His blessings showing on the slave. Okay? So you can't be rich and wear clothes with patches. You know what I'm saying? And there are other religion that requires you to be dirty. You're forbidden from taking bath. And you have to look dirty. And your beard is growing like crazy. And you just don't take a shower. Do you know about these religions that require... These religions, you have heard about them? Can you Google it? Say which religions, the religion that demands that you look bad. Some Sufis in Islam, they say, okay, we don't want to wear nice clothes because this will corrupt us. They think wearing nice clothes will corrupt them. They want to deprive themselves from wearing nice clothes. By doing so, they are violating the name of Allah al-Jameel. He is Jameel. He loves for his slave to be Jameel. So, for men, you trim your beard. Don't make your beard longer than your fist. That's the maximum. Okay? It's called the fist beard. So, those people who have beards going all the way to here, that's wrong. You just trim anything beyond this. Of course, I do trim my beard. I mean, even more than that. My beard never grew big. I just don't let it go that way. Okay? But there are people, you see them, the beard is all the way big from here to here. This is not good. You need to look professional. Okay? And at the same time, have a beard, no problem. But not a big one. Something that makes you look professional. Okay? Yes, there are, I think the monks, right? They are dirty and they don't take bath and they stay dirty and smelling bad. If they smell good, then it's a sin. I mean, monks. Do you guys know about monks?
Yeah.
They stay where?
In like a monastery.
Yes. And then they deprive themselves from wearing decent clothes or smelling decent. Yes. There are religions. Yeah, trust me on that. Google it. There are religions that you require you, if you're a monk, okay, that you really, really, if you smell good, then that's a bad sign. If you're wearing good, that's a bad sign. Yes?
People actually follow those religions.
Yes. It's not for everybody, but it is for the monks. In Islam, there is nothing called monk. You know, you can't just seclude yourself in a cave. That's like Islam does not support that. It's not haram, but Islam does not support that. If you think you're getting closer to Allah by isolating yourself in a cave and you ignore yourself, you ignore your hygiene, ignore your having decent clothes, that's not what Allah likes. Allah doesn't like you to walk if you cannot afford it. Allah doesn't like you to walk with a dress that has patches and has holes and like muddy and dirty. Allah doesn't like that. You know, it is haram for a Muslim woman to wear perfume and walk outside. It's haram. So if a man smells the smell of perfume from a woman, it's haram. Okay, because it's an attraction. It's an attraction. Yes, it is. So, however, women can take showers. So they look, they smell not bad. Or they don't smell anything. Okay? Take showers, but don't take something. Unless you're going to a place where all women are there. Go ahead.
So can men wear perfume?
Yes, men can. Women can't. Yes. Because, you want to say why? Because what is the shame place? What is the aura for men? It's from here to here. What's the aura for women? Almost entire body except hands and face. So the women can really attract people either with her like high heels, tick, tick. And when they do high heels, they have like things here that rings or like bracelets down there. So she's like, tick, tick. And the bracelet, this is haram. Allah forbid. Allah forbid us. You can, but you don't book. Book. Book.
I used to do that in the
house. No. Yeah. Yes.
I think her little sister is at the door.
Oh, okay. Come in, see what's Sarah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Also stop the recording.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, Sarah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Is that